promise you'll be all right. We'll now revert back to County Administrator's report.
Okay. Thank you, members. Item number one is a proclamation for Community Action Month. I have a proclamation here from Sussex County. I believe we have members of the First State Community Action Agency who will receive today's proclamation. Proclaiming the month of May as Community Action Month, whereas community action agencies were created when the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964 was signed into law. And First State Community Action Agency has a 50-year history of promoting self-sufficiency for the limited income. And community action agencies have made an essential contribution to individuals and families in Delaware by providing them with innovative and cost-effective programs. And community action agencies are needed as major participants in the reform of the welfare system as we know it. Welfare reform, in Delaware has benefited from the state's partnership with community action agencies. And the limited income continue to need opportunities to improve their lives, their living conditions, thus ensuring that all citizens are able to live in dignity. And Delaware and the entire United States must continue to promote economic security for providing support and opportunities for all citizens in need of assistance. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the month of May as Community Action Month in Sussex County in recognition of the hard work and dedication of the First State Community Action Agency, signed Michael H. Vincent, President, May 19, 2015. Congratulations.
Here she is.
You. Good to see you, darling.
Sussex.
Thanks for joining us.
Good picture taken here.
Mm-hmm. It's going to show up great. Got her hair, don't you?
I'm sure you hear saying anything. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you. Well, that's good. What are you hard on?
I just want to say on behalf of the Board of Directors and staff of First State Community Action Agency, we would like to thank the council for all your support and what you do to help us alleviate the root cause of poverty to low-income individuals in Sussex County. And we will continue. This year we are celebrating 50 years. We know we still have the poor among us, but we are lifting people out of poverty because we are hand up and not a handout. Thank you so much.
You're making,
thank you very much for
you're making
you're
a
doing.
Difference. You're making a difference. Thank you.
The next item is the update and demonstration on our planning and zoning website. For this, I'm going to head down to the podium.
Did you get my email about that, Mr. Administrator? I got sent you an email about this upcoming. Okay, thank you. Very good.
Give us a moment to set up.
I hear he's doing extraordinary work.
No kidding.
That's right.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well,
but he's a Republican.
He's an administrator. He's apolitical.
Get out.
Naked girl.
Oh, yeah.
Sucking
up,
isn't she?
Yeah.
What now?
No, just looking.
Oh, how about that? Who is that?
Chris Coon.
I know him.
That's the president, Naked president, first vice president.
Oh, well, good for her.
Don't you follow Nako?
Yeah, I don't go on the trip.
He did it again.
Okay there, Chip. All right. Great job, Chip.
Okay. Hopefully our systems and IT and computers will all work for us. All right. It's not good when you're starting a demonstration, you already have warning signs.
So today we're going to give you an update on all the work we've been doing to our website
and some new mapping systems that our staff and a consultant has created. excuse me. Joining me today are my colleagues here on the front row, Debbie Morris, Megan Narbus, and Janelle Cornwell, All of them had a hand in what you're about to see today, a significant hand. And I'm very proud to say that we were able to do the bulk of what you're going to see in-house with our staff. Today's update relates to the information that is available to the public and to staff and perhaps even elected and appointed officials as it relates to our land use applications. And the mission was to improve what's available and improve the ability for users to access information on our website and not have to drive to Georgetown to gather that information. As you know, the land use function that this county plays is quite important and receives quite a bit of attention. Currently, if you were to go onto our website and try to find information relating to the land use applications, you would go on and click to the land use application page, which you're seeing here on the screen, and it looks like this. Mm-hmm. Each line is a single application that is currently pending in our system. What's key to remember for this page is the fact that once the application has their public hearing, whether it's planning, zoning, or county council, this information goes away. So this is just simply a rotation of applications as they come up and then as they leave. There's no legacy anywhere on our website that's very easy to access an application as it works its way through. even more confusing, I would say, is the fact that sometimes you'll have two applications listed on this page, such as the one you see second below, Sussex Ventures LLC, and it's down in the bottom of the page, Sussex Ventures LLC. That's listed twice. It's the same application. It's listed twice simply because it's going to be heard by Planning and Zoning on the 21st, and then it's going to be heard by you on June 30. So each hearing date is listed here simply because that's the way we've always done it. So we set out to improve the page whereby you would access this information and create what I would call a significant library of all of our land use applications. And we created this page, which you see before you. And we're calling this the Land Use Application Docket. I know it's kind of hard to see on the screen here, but on your PC or your iPad, you can see this very clearly. This page will go live after today's demonstration. It'll be available for the public and anyone that accesses this information via our website to review. As you can see, there are filters created on the docket. Contained in this library is every single land use application from 2015, current today, back to 2010. And when I say land use applications, the five that we're talking about are conditional use, change of zone, a variance, special use exception, and the subdivisions. All contained, all of them are categorized by year and then beyond that by category of application. So this first menu drop down is by year. Slide over. The second is the type of land use application we're talking about. And then we've even built a menu to filter out the current status of the application. You can see here, this is approved, denied, expired, partially approved. If you select any of these and then hit the filter button, you will be able to minimize this menu. So let's go to like a 2014 conditional use and filter it out. And the docket has now produced every 2014 land use application as a conditional use there in on this page. We have categorized this by the year the application was submitted. So an application that was put in December of 2014 is probably still in the queue. It would be listed under 2014. Changes to this page include the significant information, which I will show you in a minute by clicking on the application number, it has a clear history of when the hearings took place right here. So this particular conditional use, there were two hearings at the planning and zoning level, and then a third hearing at the county council level. We could probably deduce that because there was only one hearing at county council that you acted on it the very day that you saw that. And then there's a click to view this application on a newly created GIS map, which I will show you, and that is probably one of the highlights of today's information. So from the docket, you can click on the application number, and you land on this page. This landing page is created for every single application that has come through in that time period that we just disclosed. And this information is pretty significant. And it's everything in one place. So you've got the name, you've got the status, this was approved, you've got the land 100, this is took place in Indian River, parcel, map, ID, the description, this is our legal description of what's taking place. Centralized on this page is the two hearings and a link to the hearing. So if you wanted to read the minutes or actually hear the audio, you click on the link.
Do either or, you're saying. You can read the written or do the audio.
That's correct. It's right here.
I do both.
Here are the minutes. You could read or the audio. Now, this is the day of this particular hearing. So this is the entire hearing that took place that day, the entire meeting that took place that day.
Yeah.
We did not break out the actual audio, but it's pretty easy. Obviously, you guys have listened to audio before. It's pretty easy to find the individual hearing you're looking for. Before this existed, you had to go on and find the agenda date, go on Planning and Zoning Commission, find that date, and then find this audio. All that work has been done for you.
Good.
Sliding down, you'll see the legal notice that was utilized, the status at Planning and Zoning, County Council hearing, again, with our minutes, audio. And, of course, we create a packet now. So some of the packet information that maybe was considered for this hearing is contained there. This is something that is significant. Finally, we have a place for the approved ordinance located right here. So this application was actually approved. And you know any land use decision that's made is done via an ordinance. So when an ordinance is enacted, it looks like this, and this is the roadmap for the approval. This is ordinance number 2340. This has all the whereases that were listed in the hearing, the conditions that were contained for this application, and then the certified copy by the clerk of the council. Below you'll find the findings of the fact. Before we created this docket, to get this copy of any land use ordinance that was ever approved in this county, you had to drive to Georgetown or call Robin, and Robin could pull the ordinance, find the ordinance, and print the ordinance and mail it or fax it or email it to you. We're now making this available on our website, which I think would benefit the residents if they ever are looking for information regarding a particular application.
Robin will have more free time.
It'll cut down. It'll cut down a lot of questions.
Is that what we're hearing?
I jump back real quick to the current... the current land use application page, because I want to show you as we move forward with our GIS rollout. Mm-hmm. Currently, you all are going to hear this application today on the Coastal Club this afternoon. This is the information that's available right now. The only additional information that is available online that you have to, the file is there for review in the Planning and Zoning Office. It's been that practice of anyone that wants to seek information, they can obviously drive to Georgetown and pull the file. But if you're just curious about where is this located, what does this mean, this is the information that's currently available and that I'm going to show you was improved. This is what our public notice looks like right now. Obviously, this was sent out in February. It's very legally describing what is to take place. We've taken this opportunity, and Mr. Lank and Ms. Cornell have, have updated our public notice, and it looks more like a letter. It's in general terminology that most folks can understand. By code, we still have to include certain information. That's still in this letter, but I would tell you an average citizen now reading our public notice will understand it and understand that something's taking place nearby. If you were exploring online, this is the only information you would have available. You could click this link to this landing page. It has general information about the particular parcel. Not a lot of depth, but what I really want to show you is the map that you would be able to see currently on the system that we made available.
Show me where it
is. Coastal Club.
Designated.
One of the easiest parcels to find in the county because it's got the famous Eagle Circle right in the middle of the parcel. So those of us that are following land use applications daily because of the nature of their job, i.e. the county administrator, would know that this is Coastal Club because of this circle. But any other citizen would probably not even know where this is in the county. The roads, the parcels, the developments around it. There's no designation that we're actually talking about a particular parcel on this map.
Crazy.
There's hundreds of parcels in front of us, mm-hmm. and this PDF is all that it is. It's a single sheet of paper. You could print it out, but it's very hard to read and see. Even if you zoom in, you can barely read what you're seeing here. We felt like that needed to change and to be upgraded, and I will show you the results of those efforts now.
The other one has been a waste of time.
So let me move on to the big rollout today of our land use information and the maps that will be part of that. Any questions about anything you've seen so far? Okay. So here's our docket. And you let's go back to an old application. We'll go into our conditional uses for 2014. I referenced the John Davison application conditional use. Let's see what it looks like. So when this page goes live and someone wants to see the mapping information that is available now, this is what they'll get.
Oh, good.
So clearly in the large right-hand box, you see the parcel that is specifically being discussed in this land use application. It's clearly denoted here with a highlight around the parcel number, the parcel dimensions. There is a code for the type of application, which I'll explain a little bit later. Over here in this box is all the pertinent details of the land use application: name, number, type, tax parcel ID, year. There's a hyperlink here. So if you're on the mapping site and you come across something that you're interested in, click on that hyperlink, it jumps you right back to the docket. So you can go in and review all the paper material of what this particular land use application is seeking to do. This one's obviously been approved, so you could go back and, assuming you're a neighbor or you're just curious and you wanted to know, does that application have any hours attached to it? Because this guy's working at 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I'm curious. Perhaps a citizen that has a little bit of computer savvy could find that information on this site. This entire thing that you're seeing will be made available starting today to our residents. And I give our staff a lot of credit for developing this. It's taken several months for us to get to where we are, and it's very, very exciting for us.
This map feature is excellent. Where you were back before, where you hit the, you know, went to the map, and it just showed the page.
The
and
way
you,
it is
you'd have to really do some searching, right? Is there a way that we can use? You go back to these other areas, and then when you're looking for a site, like you're at a tax map, and you want to go to the map.
Yes.
That it would go right to it?
Yes.
Because right now it doesn't seem we can do that, but that will happen soon too?
Yes. There's a number of search search methods that you can do, and I'll walk you through a few of these.
Well, that's another story, I guess, to clean up. But what you've done here is excellent.
What we have done, there are several links on the, I'll call this the docket side of this information. This is obviously the full legacy of this application. Again, something that never existed before. From start to finish, when a land use application runs its way through the county. There's a link right here that you can jump into the maps to see. There's also a link on the docket page that right. jumps you right into the GIS system that I was demonstrating. If you're just on the mapping system,
a map search, a tax search.
Yes.
That
all of those functions will be made available on this site. I know that we were talking earlier about Mr. Hocker's conditional use, and you can simply type in the name and select applicant name here, and click search. And lo and behold, the map brings you directly to an application that just by the last name you were interested in. Mm-hmm. You want to switch the base map, and you want to look at it and say, I wonder what this looks like in a different topography. Usually the map allows you to do that. Okay, it's not allowing me to do that. Maybe I'm too close. So this is the information that's contained here. Here it goes, it's loading. Let me talk about the map that we have created here. This whole system also contains everything that is relating to land use in the county from 2015 today to 2011. And let me go to gray topography so it's easier to see.
They all changes, every one of them.
What you're seeing here, this is amazing. It's 5 years of land use applications on the map. And they're different color per year.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a letter symbol inside the symbol that dictates whether it's a change of zone, conditional use, so you don't have to go back and forth to a legend. So
put the ones in it that were denied. I mean,
every single one.
Every
denied,
one.
Withdrawn,
okay.
Approved with conditions, they're all here.
Mm-hmm.
So let me narrow it down. The blue symbols are all 2014s. So this is every application that was considered in the year 2014. Again, there's a little bit of a we had to cut it off when the application was submitted in this office. If it was in calendar year 2014, it's there. So if you're curious, if you want to break it out and say that's too much information, show me just the change of zones. Come over here to your checkboxes, and there you have it. Every change of zone for the calendar year 2014 is now on that map. And you could spend hours navigating through this material. If you're interested in knowing what this is, you just click on the symbol. This was the Philip Cross and Prentice Watkins change of zone application. You can bring it down and see where this is located on the maps. As you narrow it down closer, you start to see our parcel maps, which is all approved parcels within the county. That right terminology? It's going to be a very, very, very great tool for us to have. The first GIS map, that mapping system that we've developed, is the one you're seeing here. There's more to come, and I want to provide you a quick update on what we are working on right now. Anyone that goes to the county's mapping system site right now, they're familiar with this page. You click on the link that's usually down here, and it takes you to our old mapping system. That system retires at July of 2015. The system will no longer exist. The software and the computer base that was used to create that mapping site that looks like this will not be supported any longer. So we have to move away from that, and we're going to a fully GIS-based mapping system within the county. forgive me if I use different technical terms. The point is, what you see and are familiar with here will all be available. It'll just be on a GIS base format. You'll still be able to search by address, by name, by tax ID. You'll still be able to see your school districts, your tax ditches, your fire districts, but it'll all be built on a GIS platform, which is the wave of the future. It's not the wave of the future, it's the wave of now. And we're going to that, and it's going to be quite exciting. So the announcement today is all folks that are used to that online mapping site, that's going to retire in July. Our new GIS system will be up in place. If you want to go on and look at the beta site that we're showing today, there's an access link right here on this page. You click on it. All the public is free to explore. This is what they'll see right now. And as we build more and more and more layers and make them available to the public, they'll be on here, and you'll be able to utilize this. And they will have to be on here by the summer, July of this year.
That's wonderful.
And we're going to utilize some of this during our meetings with this new equipment.
Absolutely.
You're bringing
absolutely.
In here.
So
won't need Lawrence then pretty soon.
Oh.
We will need Lawrence. And we'll need Janelle.
Strike that from the record.
And we'll need these staff members to help us. But for you all, last week you had a question about the zoning on Route 9 as you were considering a live application. Well, you'll see
a GIS map that was created this afternoon on that screen that looks like this, because we now have that information and we have that technology, and we will be able to utilize that as you make these decisions. You have a large amount of applications that are set to expire at the end of this calendar year. Mm-hmm. You all need to know how many, where are they, and what will the effect be if the extension is expired. That information will be on this website, and you'll be able to review it as you're making that determination. These types of things will all now be housed on this GIS system so that you can see visually, you can see what's taking place. There's one more update before I pause that I want to show you. Last budget year, we approved the GIS drawing of the entire county's zoning maps. As you recall, the only information that we had was the paper maps hanging back here behind the permit counter. That's all the information that we had. Since the approval in last year's budget, all those maps have been scanned, and now they are being drawn by GIS experts down at Salisbury State. This is what it looks like. They sent us a snapshot of what this will be. One GIS layer with every single zoning, every single parcel dimension, every single conditional use on one page that you can explore. And it will become literally the authority for what the land use is in this county as it relates to the approved use. So you can see they've already started to draw. This is obviously the Route 9 corridor right here. Here's our famous Eagle Circle, color-coded yellow. That's MR. You obviously know what Route 1 looks like and the commercial districts. Once this goes live and is interactive, and you can hone down and click on a parcel, and it'll pop up, and it'll say, you know, whatever the ownership is and the property information, the tax information, the approved zoning, it'll all be housed on this system. It's a monumental accomplishment for us. And, you know, it started with, oh, my gosh, we only have one record, and it's a paper record, and they're disintegrating. And now we have this technology available to us, and it's worth the effort and the time and the money to memorialize all of our decisions and approvals on a platform like this. With that, I will pause and entertain any questions or comments or considerations about what you've seen. I know it's a lot of information. I would encourage you, I would encourage the public to explore this and see what's out there and will be available.
every improvement is an improvement over things that were very frustrating. This is an anti-frustrating plan, and we really did need this.
Sam's going to request a personal assistant to guide him through these GIS
maps. Oh, I'll let you have my staff member.
There you go,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm.
Joan's looking out there.
My legislative aide.
Joan's going to take care of you.
Mr. Lawson, on a serious note, Mr. President, may I?
Certainly.
Commend you and your entire staff that has supported this and been working on this for how many months?
Probably four or five.
Four or five months?
Feels like.
Yes.
I this was before my tenure, I believe, probably the approval. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I just wanted to commend you. I think it is very exciting for the residents, for really everybody involved in this county, to be able to utilize this website, because we do visit other websites that are a lot more current and user-friendly, and it is so wonderful to see that now our county website will now be able to do the same thing. And I just am really excited to get going in it and partake. And I assume if we want to add more things, for example, we are talking about just passed, right, an ordinance to make a change regarding the vendors, correct? So will commercial be also on this, shall I assume, at some point?
That's the great thing about the GIS platform is once you've created that, they call them layers, you can add and subtract the layers as much as
right.
you want. So we could break out all the commercial, we could break out the MR, we could break out the GR. All these types of denotions are, once they're created, they're created. And having a base map that has that material, which is updated in real time, so you make a change of zone decision here, it's now placed here. So if you want to see it or if the public wants to see it, it's going to be available.
And right now it's going back to 2010, so is there any talk or plans to go further back, eventually get everything on there? What are the thoughts there?
So 40 years of land use, 2,000-plus conditional uses, we're weighing how far back we should go. Mm-hmm. The paper side of things, there'll probably be a cutoff where we probably won't have every legacy of applications up. The GIS mapping information has to go all the way back to the beginning of time because it's started and then created to where we are right now. So that will be current and display everything that has ever happened as far as the GIS goes.
Well, and I don't know what the budgetary constraints would be, but I believe the tax records go back, sales information anyways goes back to, what is it, 1994, I think it is?
98, I think, is online right
something
now.
Something to that effect. So maybe that could be a target date to consider. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Help your realtors.
It's called the consumer.
Yeah.
It's called the people.
Keep in mind, Joan, he's the only one who understands this.
Is that correct?
So I wouldn't say that statement, but I will tell you that I and tax record, tax information, I mean, obviously I can see it going back and forth, as you've already stated, back and forth to different views. So this is very exciting for many, many reasons, most importantly for the general public to be able to see the history of a property and see what's there, what's not there, and what should be there as it relates to conditional uses. And
yep.
So I think that's amazing. So I commend you guys
yes.
and ladies.
I know
amazingly.
The League. I'm sorry. But the League of Women Voters has been asking for this since 2008, and thank you very much. Tax numbers, the number of the Barrisal Black tax number, is that going to be? Yeah, is I can look up somebody's parcel.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't have to have a tax map reference to work with this then. People say, what's a tax map number, okay?
Yeah.
Well, how do I go about finding that? Is it easy to find that now? Because I've done that before, and it's all over them. It's great. It's just not easy.
So the answer is yes. You'll have the ability to search in a number of different ways. It could be person's name. It could be tax map ID.
Right.
It could be address. It could be... If we're talking a land use application, it could be the name of the applicant. It's all there now.
But and when I looked at that map about it's all the numbers, it wasn't like that. I didn't know where anything was. That's great.
The next map that will come online, or the soon probably the next map, will be where you, I think what Mr. Cole was referencing, again, this is what the new map looks like with the Coastal Club application. You can see the actual parcel that is being considered, which you will hear this afternoon. But if you wanted to click over here and say, who owns this or who owns this, this happens to be the Moose Lodge right here. You could click on that, and then their information pops up, mm-hmm. and it shows them. Here's a great reason why we're doing this. 200 feet from a property needs to get a public notice. That's our practice, not by law, but a GIS system allows you to do it with a few clicks of the button, and it's done. And if we wanted to go beyond 200 feet, we can do that very quickly on the computer. So it takes the manual process out of it.
Go ahead. I've been told by somebody who knows a little bit about zoning and lived in Baltimore, if that notice didn't go out to the folks that it should go out to, that's automatic denial of the application. So, you know, it can get pretty important.
Well, that's not the case here, though.
No.
Because we're not required by law to send anything out.
I'm saying others
oh,
do,
okay, yeah.
And it gets very serious. The repercussions are very serious.
Ours is a courtesy.
Exactly.
Mr. Lawson, if I may, Mr. President, another quick question, and that would be, you know, we're talking just Sussex County. We also know that the state of Delaware has some influence on our land as it relates to roads, as it relates to, you know, sewer, drainage, FEMA. Are all those other entities, would we be allowed to have access to that information also on this website?
So the answer is yes. The GIS language, as I understand it, and I'm not a GIS person, but I try to learn when they start to speak. The GIS language is the same no matter who produces it. So I'll give you a great example. Farmland preservation districts. Mm-hmm. There's a staff person in Dover that has the farmland preservation districts memorialized in a GIS layer. They send it to Megan. Megan pushes it up onto our system, and there it is. Or vice versa. Sometimes they ask us to show them the farmland preservation. The answer is yes. Yes, it's all universal, and we can put in or take out as much as we want.
So then, and then anything related to that parcel, anything, we're talking even restrictions and covenants, as an example, will that also be something that could be uploaded and be a part of the process?
That's probably down the road, mm-hmm. because those covenants are listed in the deed, which is not currently on our website for the general public to view, and you know, you have to be a title searcher to go on and pay for that service. Someday maybe. The point to this is the investment that the council's made on this technology. We're able to now have all our systems starting to talk to each other between GIS and Munis and the CAMA system that's in this budget this year. All this property information will be contained and utilized and accessed and accessible to the public and staff and residents and folks that are yeah. charged with making some decisions.
The next thing I want to know when I look at that is the roads and where's the access to this property, and you know, just kind of trying to picture what roads we're looking at, and you know, because some of our communities just go straight out to like Route 9. And cannot make a left, and often can't make a right. Just get out. I want to know. Can I tell by looking at this?
So
the names of the roads are on there. You just zoom into it.
Well, I'm just wondering the adequacy of the roads. You know, I'm trying to look at that. And
I can guarantee you, a GIS mapping system will not be able to determine the adequacy of the roads.
So
but
we don't have level of service on the roads. We didn't do that. I guess that's really up to the state, and that could change any time. Okay, but we don't have that. On our records.
Not the
you
level
know what
of
levels they are.
Oh. If DelDOT had it up in Dover, we could get it.
Correct.
We're not going to produce it, but if they had it, we could get it. That's
well, we know it's level 1, 2, 3, or 4, I mean, development-wise. You know that.
But if
is
it's
that going
part,
to be on there?
If it's part of a zoning application, it's going to be in the zoning packet that you're able to pull up.
Yeah, that information.
Oh, sure. That's one of the first things. I'm just wondering if it's going to also be on the map.
It's currently not. It's currently not contained. I don't know that we've been given any layer like that from DelDOT.
No, I didn't quite.
And if there's a GIS layer out there and you're interested in knowing it, then we can. It's produced.
Well, they're saying
they can bring it and we can put it on.
Their investment, planned investments. That's what I'm talking about. You know, yes, one, and you know, and nothing. Mm-hmm.
Todd, maybe investigating all state agencies and what they have on GIS that would relate to land use decisions might be just a, you know, something somebody could do and just find out, because level of service might be interesting for the general public to be looking at all this stuff, and they could find stuff like that. But we're not going to produce it. But if it's out there, we ought to be able to somehow maybe go for it and look at it and find it. And even if it's not on our maps, we can maybe link to it, I guess, or something. We give it to them and just find it. But that'd be great. But just maybe investigate state agency.
Sure.
And maybe federal agencies after that. Go on for it. Then maybe the United Nations. And then maybe maybe the International Space Station.
A great example,
where do we stop?
In all seriousness, a great example is the new federally mandated FEMA flood.
FEMA, there is a government.
That GIS layer already exists. It's going to be up here. And if you want to see what AE zone you are in for your property, mm-hmm. you will be able to find that.
If somebody, though, now the only other thing is on a name search, you don't have any numbers, and it's an LLC, and you know we ask for a first name and last name. Where do you put in the LLCs? A lot of people always asking me. How do you search somebody that's...
So we're working on that function. In fact, through our demo yesterday, we were trying to see how specific the name search was. And it was very specific. So we've asked our vendor to loosen up a little bit. Because you're right, that some of these LLCs will have multiple names. And if the LLC doesn't reflect the name that you see on the side of the road, because that's the development name. Mm-hmm. So we want to make it all encompassing, so that if you're driving down the road and you see a name, you're going to be able to find that information.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of that needs to be
absolutely. And okay. We are loosening that up so you can.
And that's one lucky eagle. All I can say.
Well, I think the record should be set that Councilman Cole has realized that Sussex County is and are the trendsetters. Correct. I would say that would be an accurate statement.
Individuals are trendsetters, not the county.
Well, thank you all very much.
Any other questions?
Quite amazing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank staff.
Ladies, thank you very much.
Stay tuned. Excellent. We'll have more information this summer. We're going to have more information available for the public, and I think the public's going to be very appreciative of the information we're pushing out.
Giant step forward. Thank you.
Thank you all.
And Chip, thank you for having the news release out before he started.
No, I did it after.
Oh, that's right. We did just get that email, didn't we?
Thank you, staff. Chip, would you mind?
Yeah, we don't.